Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Two people hurt last year when an IMPD officer collided with their stopped motorcycles are suing the officer, the police department, and the city for unspecified damages. Kurt Weekly and Mary Mills say the crash left them with huge medical bills. They're also claiming lost wages. The state attorney general will make a push for a bill he says will help prevent embezzlement by public employees. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Attorney General Greg Zeller says the state must do more to protect against what he calls breaches of public trust. He says he will ask the General Assembly to require double signatures for some types of expenditures.
Requiring the second signature, I think, would do a lot to prevent the opportunity for this type of embezzlement.
But the state inspector general Tuesday testified before a legislative committee that Indiana's code regarding procedures public officials must follow when handling money is already too complicated. Bloomington Representative Matt Pierce, a committee member, says a proper balance must be struck.
You could literally prosecute someone for paying a bill that was due and owed and legal, but because they didn't use the very precise language attesting to the fact, you could prosecute them and send them off to jail.
The inspector general will present a report to the committee on recommendations for simplifying the code in the next few months. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Investigators say a fish kill in northern Indiana St. Joseph River this summer was caused by a virus, not pollution. Hundreds of common carp died near Elkhart and Mishawaka. The koi herpes virus is not a threat to other fish or humans. Right now, sunshine and 74 degrees for WFYI News. I'm Jill Sheridan.